语 PK 台，一起学起来。朋友们下午好，欢迎收听北京外语广播正在播出的轻松学英语英语 PK 台，我是主持人晶晶，欢迎大家来到今天的最简美式口语英文电台地道美语口语经典第二集的教材同步课堂。我们马上邀请出今天的嘉宾小高老师。
各位亲爱的朋友们大家好，我是人见人爱的小高老师。 It's a wonderful hump day todayAnd, gosh, the weather is certainly different from Monday. I'm sweating. It's a scorcher outside.
天气跟周一不一样，但是我们的话题跟周一却有一些一样。这是我们 Topic 2当中办公室人际的第二课。很少见啊，我们把这一堂课拆成两节课来学习。诶，不过大家听了是周一的课以后觉得，放慢一点速度好像吸收的更好一些啊。
I agree with this logic.You can maybe absorb a little bit more if we give it to you slower and a little bit less at a time.
今天这个 Getting Along with Coworkers, 我们会带来这个和睦尊重篇。啊，周一呢咱们说了抱怨抓狂篇，都听到大家说了说自己各种各样奇葩的那些同事们。这是我们来处理一下这个问题啊。这个在人际交往当中，尤其是职场上，那些你看不惯的人，诶，你会直说吗？你会跟他翻脸吗？你会吵架吗？你会给他直直的指出来吗？你有没有什么人际协调的好方法呢？
Ooh, so how do we talk about this? How do we call, you know, you 别人相处? How do we call this in English? Well, in our topic today, we call it getting along with other people, or in this case, coworkers, right? Get along, right? I can ask you, I can say, hey, Sugar, do you get along well with your coworkers?Or, Anya, do you get along well with your coworkers at work?
通过这样一个主题，我们首先把握住了如何说与人相处 ,getting along with somebody. 相处 ,getting along with somebody. 那今儿个我们继续讨论一下，对于那些你看不惯的人，你会不会直说？你的职场有没有 tough cookies? 有吗？好，今天我们很多同学参与到了话题互动当中来，我们来看看他们是怎么在职场上和大家打交道的。第一位同学是 Kathy, 他说
Kathy says, for me, I'm always in the R&D department. She says that stands for Research and Development Department. Most of my colleagues are kind. We all have good relationships. When they have some bad behaviors, how about this, when they behave badly, right?I'd like to tell them, but for someone who's always in a temper and don't like to take other person's advice or other people's advice, right? I'll keep far away from him, 应该是 them. I'll talk to him or them only when it's necessary. 他说的很有道理。
Kathy 说他的工作同事呢，工作环境都是比较和谐的啊，大家呢基本上都是很好相处的。
Yeah.
但是有的人呢，如果他真的是行为不太好的话，我就会直接跟他们说。哎，但是有的人特别不喜欢听取别人意见的时候，我就 keep far away from them.
Yeah.
我就躲得远远的，也不跟他们交流了。
I understand. You know, not everyone is good at taking advice. Duan Lee says, if I meet the difficult people at work, how about this? If I meet with difficult people, right? Or if I, how about this? If I run into difficult people at work, run into...Right? Then maybe I avoid arguing with them. How about this? I might avoid arguing with them, but try my best to find their advantages, right? Or the good things about them, and good ways to cooperate with them, right? Or work together with them at work. In my heart, work comes first. I think I can live with them. Ah, 他用的很好. I think I can live with them if they're not too excessive.
你看，这就是另外一个人的人际处事的观点了。他说，你看，在那些很难打交道的人，那我就避免正面跟他们冲突，因为在我看来的话，那我就去多找找人家对方的优点了，然后就争取跟他们一起和睦的去合作一下，因为在我看来呢，我觉得做事是最重要的。
Yeah.
哎，这是段丽的观点。行者说
Xingzhe says, sometimes you have to face the fact that you can't stand the attitude he get to you. Okay, 后面不太清楚。Anyways, you must told him or you must tell them your thoughts, even your criticism, right? Yeah, you have to. Though it will hurt the relations between the two of you. You must walk into a step, or he will walk into three steps. Ah, 我知道。You have to take a step, right? Or else they will basically 他的意思就是说 you have to say something or else they will 在英文当中我们是这么说的 they will walk all over you. They will walk all over you. Don't worry about that, how he will think about you. Yeah, right. Don't worry about what he will think about you. Just say it, right? Just speak it out. Just say it.
我们这位行者朋友啊可能是个男生啊他说我处理这种事情我就直接了当的跟对方说、yeah. 哪怕是我对他有批评我也不介意我甭管他怎么想我们俩的关系反正我一定要直直的给他指出来、
yeah.
因为如果我要不说的话他就会得寸进尺、
yeah. 你说的很对你不说的话问题会变得更严重你就更受不了他
所以他就说 just speak it out
yeah just say it just say it
我才不管关系闹不闹僵了反正我要给你指出来、
yeah.
好不好
很好行者、
哎行接下来这位同学呢是李林那他又会怎么看这个问题呢
I would bottle up dissatisfaction in order to get along with the co-workers in the past. In fact, it wasn't a good way. Like that, I became more tired. So now, not only will I speak very frankly, but I may be full out anyway.I'm never giving.
哎呦，他这个转变很大。
Wow, that's a huge change. She says, look, in the beginning, right, I would bottle up dissatisfaction. I'd bottle it up. 用的词很好 bottle up, right? We bottle up negative emotions. Okay, so in this case, it's dissatisfaction in order to get along with the coworkers, right? She says, this wasn't a good way. This didn't work, right? So I became really tired, right?And she says, so now, not only will I speak very frankly to them, but I'll also, you know, we might have a falling out. Wow. She says, anyways, no matter what, I will never give in.
你看、
oh, no, never give in.
李玲说我过去吧，我就把所有的那些怨气啊，我都藏在心里，我都不说出来。结果没想到这一下过来呢，让自己越来越累了。而现在我就完全转变了，我才不管怎么着呢，反正我也要说出来，然后呢，我也永远不会屈服。你看，
yeah.
他改变了自己。
That's a huge change, absolutely huge change.、
我们来听 Daisy。
First of all, I want to say it's really annoyed to have a colleague who likes to talk on the phone with boyfriend or girlfriend. Unfortunately, I have one. No matter how good we get along with each other, once she got a phone call from her boyfriend, she totally forgot its working hours. So my piece of advice, you have to play hardball sometimes and make them feel the same way.
Wow.
哎呦然后继续继续
Okay, she says, so one day I pretended to talk to a friend on the phone and spoke so loudly in front of her. After a long while, she couldn't stand it. Suddenly, she realized how rude she was and stopped doing it ever since. Now, if she gets a phone call from her boyfriend, she'll go outside of our cube to answer it.
Wow.
Wow.
太聪明了非常好这太聪明了这个。
非常好。She said, first of all, it's, you know, she knows how annoying it is to have a colleague who talks on the phone loudly with their boyfriend or girlfriend.And unfortunately, she has a colleague like this, or I should say, had a colleague like this. She says, but look, you got to play hardball sometimes, right? And make them feel the same way. Good for you, Daisy. Good for you.
Daisy 就说吧，我们这个职场吧，就有一位女同事老是喜欢当着众人的面还在办公室大声的跟男朋友打电话、煲电话粥什么的。哎呦，跟她说了，也就是说，也没怎么跟她说吧这件事儿。哎呀，但是实在是忍无可忍了，她一点都不知道这事儿对别人的影响有多大。结果有一天。我就开始当着他的面大声的打电话。
Yeah.
哎，结果没想到他突然意识到了这件事情有多么的烦人。所以自打这以后呢，他都到外边去接电话。哎，你看看，以其人之道还治其人之身。
Yeah.
这事儿也就解决了，多聪明啊。小言 beauty 的意思呢
She says, I once worked with a coworker who always made the computer shut down. Uh-oh, that's not good.
这是一个电脑杀手哈。
Because he liked playing online games with our working PC.
用工作电脑玩游戏呀。
Uh-oh, no one dared to report him to the boss.
Oh.
But she says, I did.
谁都不敢报告给老板，但是我给他打小报告了。
Nice. He got warned.He at least kept the job, though. He said he wasn't angry with me. We became friends at last.
Yo.
Hey.
Hey.
Hey, 不错。
他后来被老板警告了。
他不对，他不仅仅解决了这个问题，还说了他的同事，而且后来他们成为了朋友。
你看看，所以他说呀，直说别人还是有风险的，主要看对方的性格。如果对方是开朗的人，直说无妨；如果对方性格内向，无法预测，婉转一点再具体对待了。Sherry Ben 呢
？Sherry Ben,
I used to point out something wrong to my coworkers and managers directly. I believe that is the most effective communicating way in work. Maybe some of them will feel unhappy or frustrated, but this is not about my emotion. I just hope every detail can go smooth. I've self-reflected that my expression is always not soft and gentle, yet I cannot control myself to speak it out clearly.
哎呀，都是职场霸主啊，这
是。
他的意思就是说，我总是啊，无论是同事还是 manager 经理，我都是直言不讳跟他说，
yeah.
直接指出来。
哎，我觉得他对他自己的了解还挺蛮深的。
哦，
他说，嗯，you know, I've self-reflected, 我还
反省
了
自己。哎
，Yeah, and she says that you know, not always, 不是所有的时候我那么的温柔。他的意思是说，也许我表达的方式是有问题的。他说我很难以控制我自己，当我对。对方说出来的时候，
哎，他稍微检醒了一下自己，说我可能有时候就是说话太直了，但是呢，我还是会说出来，因为我克制不住，我想这个事情顺利的进行下去。
没办法，反正你很了解你自己就好了。
是的，哎，三缄其口啊，他的态度是
：If I run into a coworker who is a tough cookie, I always keep friendly with him or her, right? Or I always stay friendly with him or her. Since we are working at the same company.Teamwork spirits and corporate interests are the most important thing. 很好。If we're close friends, I'll be frank and point out his or her shortcoming. Sure, 很好。If she or he corrects them, we'll be back to being good friends, just like before. Last but not least, when I deal with these problems, I always control my temper. If I am at a loss of what to do, I'll ask other people for pointers.To crack them, or how about to solve them, right? 很好，我觉得他的语法还有反正这总体的英语写得非常的地道。
他是一个比较宽容忍耐的人。他说呢，就算是跟那些 tough cookie 打交道的话，我都不会说的啊，我都不会说，因为我觉得团队精神还有合作的氛围是最重要的。但是呢，如果是我们特别亲近的话，他有些小毛病我也会跟他说。但是如果说那些事儿有的东西我控制不了，那我就找别人给我点意见，
yeah.
看看怎么来处理这种事情哈、啊。好，来看最后踏沙行呢。
We always have some tough cookies at work. It's really no walk in the park to decide how to deal with the dilemma. 用个词很好。For some troubles, like whoever smacking gum all day, or for some problems, like people, you know, smacking gum all day, you can just bite the bullet and live with it.、
哎、
天哪，好地道啊！
哎，他就说呢，能忍的事儿呢，像嚼口香糖这些，能忍就忍了。
Yeah.Regarding some problems like, you know, someone taking all the credit from your work, you've got to take action though, right? Yeah, some things you have to do, right? Some things you have to say something, right? Good. If your colleague only does it once or twice, you can have a heart-to-heart talk and let him realize what he did have has really bothered you. If he hurts you over and over again, you got to stand up for yourself. Because you know what they say, old habits die hard. However, I don't think it's wise to lash out and accuse him of stealing your accomplishments. It never ever works. Yeah. In fact, it blows up in your face. You'd better talk to your boss or HR department. You may also keep him at arm's length from then on. In a word, getting along with coworkers is absolutely an art. You're right. Hopefully you have more good colleagues, but less difficult ones around you.
很好。
Hey, 晶晶老师，这是我遇到过到现在。这十年当中，最好的，而他使用的，你发现了，他充满了我们都，
他充满了您教的短语，
对，
他是咱们地道美语的忠实的粉丝，现在一看已经把这些东西全部消化吸收到了自己的身上，
完全可以为我们写故事，完全可以就
是
当个英语教授，
非常小高老师的风格啊，就是说像那些要是偷窃你工作成果的人的话，他。 不要让他伤害你多次啊，该报告给人事的就得报告，该报告给老板的就得报告，这种事情是不是
That's right、
哎、但是呢就是说凡事呢虽然以和为贵，但是还是要分情况处理。今天的这些大家的互动也好啊，大家这意见也好，一会儿都会发在公众号当中，供同学们好好的赏析和品析啊，非常不错，这几位同学。好了，今天我们的这段对话呢，就要记不记得上一次我们说呀，说我们去一个 restaurant，
yes，
我给你些 rules of thumb，
OK，
来给你说一说怎么样和谐的、和睦的去和同事相处，对不对？
OK，
总是有一些rules of thumb，
That's right。
这叫做这个广而适用的经验，可以应用到一些办公室人际上面吧。
没错。
所以今天晶晶和小高就坐在一家餐馆，并且开始了他们的谈话。
哦，
晶晶 and 小高
sit down at a restaurant and begin their conversation。
好，今天我们的对话呢，从这里就开始了。晶晶说：“听好了，小高。
”All right， 小高。
All right， 小高。第一条规则
Rule number one
Rule R-U-L-E 规则 Number one 第一条规则在工作中
When you're at work
When you're at work 我们都没有听到小高老师说 at 这个单词
Yeah, when you're at work at work
When you're at work
非常好晶晶
At work 在工作中 at work你一定要尽职尽责。
Make sure you always carry your own weight.
Make sure, 确保,力争, you always carry your own weight. 这里是一个比喻的用法,去 carry 你自己的重量。
Yeah, carry your own weight, right? So, 该做的一定要做, right? 你的自己的责任一定要完成。Right? 不要总是依靠别人帮你做完或者帮你修改。如果能该做的做完而且把你的工作做好。
Carry 就是承担。承担你自己的重量。
嗯。
你自己的分内之事。在这里 carry your own weight 的意思就是做好你自己分内的之事。不要要求也不能要求别人为你做什么。就好像你自己承担你自己的体重、
嗯、
你自己搬你自己的那块东西一样、嗯、所以咱们理解为尽职和尽责这就意味着、
That means
意味着你必须自己做好分内的事
You should always do what's asked of you
You should always do what's asked of you 这里讲一下 Be asked of you 是
These are your, the renwus that other people assign to you, tasks that are assigned by other people, by, 比如说你的上面,你的老板, right?
是, a task being assigned to you.
Yeah.
是别人分配给你的任务。
Right, right.
也就是被分配给你的任务。
就比如说,晶晶,就是说,今天是星期三,那么到了周五,你把那个报告,发到我邮箱里吧。
Oh.
Yeah. So I've asked Jing Jing to give me the report by Friday. So Jing Jing should do what's asked of her. Jing Jing should complete the report by Friday.
Oh, 那我是被动的,是不是?
Yes.
因为我是被要求给任务的。
Yes.
所以我就是 what's, 啊,这个事物本身就是被动的,被给予的。What is asked of you,、
mm-hmm.
是不是?
Yeah.
Or what was asked of you, or what has, 那不是 asked, what has, 是 what is asked of you,、
mm-hmm.
就是被要求的,被做的 ,what's asked of you。就是你自己被要求做的分内之事。另外呢，尽量不要让其他同事替你做。
And try not to let other coworkers pick up the slack.
Try not to do something. 尽量不要做某事。Try not to let other coworkers 让别的同事。嗯，这里又来了一个短语叫 pick up the slack.
Yeah, pick up the slack. So first of all,What is slack here? What is slack? Let's think about a rope, okay? A rope. If Jing Jing and I, if I'm holding one end of a rope, and Jing Jing's holding the other end, and we're pulling as hard as we can, there is no slack, okay? That means that rope is very tense. Now, if I walk close to Jingjing, right, there's a lot of slack in the rope. It still has so much potential to, unravel.
Mm.
You know, so, but here, this is a BU,
mm.
right? If someone picks up the slack, they are doing the work that you should have done, but you didn't.
Oh, 就好像我俩呢，就是一只手，一只我们每一个人呢，就是牵了一条绳子的另一端，
yeah.
是吧？我在这一端，
yeah.
你在那端。
Yeah.
但如果我们把这绳子拉得紧紧的话，那就很 tense，、
yeah.
中间就没有一点点的 slack。
对。
那如果你向我走近一点，我向你走近一点，
yeah.
那中间就有很多的松活的地方、就是 slack，、
uh-huh.
对不对？
Yeah.
好，这就是 slack、
yeah.。
那如果我们说 pick up the slack， 做成一个短语用的话，就变成替别人做。
Yeah.
他们应该做但是没有做的事情。
对，
本来这篇作文得小高老师自己写，他没写，
所以呢晶晶帮我写，也就是说晶晶 picked up my slack、right? she picked up my slack、
我就把他的那个 slack 该做的事呢给捡起来了、
yeah.
你看看，所以 pick up the slack 就是替别人做他们应该做而没有做的事。在这里我们就说 try not to let other workers do
pick up the slack.
哎，让别的同事呢替你做，就是这个意思。好，我们把第一段呢来读一遍。
All right, Xiaogao.
All right, Xiaogao.
Rule number one.
Rule number one.
When you're at work,
when you're at work,
make sure you always carry your own weight.
Make sure you always carry your own weight.
That means you should always do what's asked of you.
That means you should always do what's asked of you.
And try not to let other coworkers pick up the slack.
And try not to let other coworkers pick up the slack.
Wow.
好，这就是第一段了。听好了啊。
我觉得你有一个很标准的美音。
是吗？
就是很标准的。
Follow you.
Yeah.
第二句，小高说好吧，这我可以做到。
Okay, that I can do.
Okay, that I can do. 这个我可以做到。
嗯，
那如果我的同事犯脾气呢？有时候我真的想冲他们发火。这句话让大家今天来微信考验一下，翻译翻译，练习练习。
Kayla, this is probably Kayla Guo, but Kayla says, "What if my colleagues lose their temper? Sometimes I really want to yell at them." Ooh.对，我觉得在语法上没有任何的问题。
是吗？
我个人写的稍微地道一点点，但是天哪，Kayla，你写的非常好。
是吗？这个发火，他用了一个 lose one's temper。
lose one's temper。
好。
Yeah。
那另外呢？我想冲他们发脾气呢。
Let's see here. I really want to yell at them. Sometimes I really want to yell at them. 也可以。
对了，yell at somebody 就是对某人大喊大叫。
哦、oh.。
就是这个意思啊，发脾气，大喊大叫。差不多了。第二位是 Lily 王丽。
Lily 王丽。But what if my colleagues lose their temper? 啊、哈，跟 Kayla 说的好像是一模一样。Sometimes I really want to fly at them. Fly at them. Okay. You know what? I personally wouldn't use fly at them. It's just not... I don't think we use it in this context. You could use what Kayla says. She says, sometimes I really want to yell at them.Or you can wait until I give you the answer.
好了、
yeah.
,fly at 在这种语境下呢好像不大那么适合使用。
Yeah.
不妨我们来听后面一位同学 ,Maggie Ding.
But what if my colleagues lost their temper or lose their temper, right? I'm so gonna shout at them in this situation. 很好他写的是挺地道的因为他说 I'm so gonna do something, right?I'm so gonna 什么什么this is very, very 地道的美语口语。
非常非常地道。
Right? Yeah, so.
So gonna do something.
I'm so gonna shout at them in this situation. 很好 Maggie Dean.
我太想要做什么什么事情了。
Oh my gosh, I'm so gonna like freak out on you.
哎你这个。
Yeah.
girly.
yeah, you know.
有没有
Oh my gosh, Jingjing, at the mall today, I saw the cutest slippers. I'm so gonna go buy them after this show today. Oh my god, girl, you gotta come with me.
哎呦我的天哪，你这个模仿，这段模仿太那个
I mean, yeah.
太那个年轻女孩了
yeah, yeah.
特别喜欢那种发脾气抱怨啊，比较暴躁的年轻女孩啊，太有记忆了。好，接下来是 Yummy Mommy。
But if my coworkers lose their tempers, I really want to screaming at them. How about this? Because look, it's a if something happens. This is right? So if something happens, then I will or I would, right? Then I would really want to scream at them, right? Yeah.
就是虚拟的话，后面要配 I would do something.
There we go.
好，阿童木。
But what if my colleague loses his temper? How about this? But what if my colleague loses his temper, right? Because it's your colleague. He's a third person.
Mm.
Sometimes I really want to shout out. So again, it's kind of the same thing I told Yummy Mummy. You know, what if my colleague loses his temper? I would really want to shout at them, right? 你写的是 shout out. Shout out 就是大声的
喊出来。
对，比如说宣布，要宣布。一件事你就可以 shout it out, right? But here we want to shout at somebody. You would want to shout at somebody.
对了 ,shout out 是大声宣布什么事情而 shout at somebody 才是对某人大吼大叫。
Yeah.
要注意这个小小介词给这个短语带来的一种不同的区别。
What if my coworkers lose their temper? Sometimes I really want to yell at them.
Yeah, okay, sometimes I really want to yell at them. What if my coworkers...really lose their temper sometimes. So again, we need this like, sometimes I, I'm looking at the 原文、Okay,
我真的想冲他们发火。
我觉得就是根据这个原文是挺好的。
是吗？
说实话，对。
那就行。
对。
Clingy.
But what if my cute mates lose temper? I really want to yell at them.
Yeah. One thing here, we have to 修饰 temper. 谁的 temper?Their temper, right? But what if my cube mates lose their temper, right? What if my cube mates lose their temper? Sometimes I'd really want to yell at them, right? I would really want to yell at them. And how everyone did such a good job.
对了，固定搭配嘛 ,lose one's temper.
Yeah.
好，小高老师您是怎么说的？
This is what I said, okay? I said this. I said, but what about my coworkers, who are in a grumpy mood?Right, but what about when my coworkers are in a grumpy mood?
What about when my coworkers are in a grumpy mood? Grumpy, G-R-U-M-P-Y, grumpy, in a grumpy mood. 在某种情况下，什么情况下？
A grumpy mood, a very like, 比如说
暴躁，
对，脾气暴躁。脾气暴躁，
生气或者是不友善。
Yeah, 心情有问题。
有问题哈、
yeah.
叫做 in a grumpy mood, 在某种暴躁的状态下、犯脾气的状态下我们可以学会用这样的表达。有时候我真的想冲他们发火。
Sometimes I want to lash out at them.
就是这个短语发火、yeah. lash out, L-A-S-H,at somebody.
That's right. Who used it today? It was, 他杀行, right? 他杀行.
Lash out.
Lash
at
out.
Somebody.
Yeah, 非常好. Very good.
Lash out 就是斥责,猛烈的抨击.
Exactly.
Lash out at somebody.
Yeah, it's bad to lash out at people, right? So we should always control our tempers and not lash out.At people, but it's hard to do.
很难。
It's 很难的难的难难。
发脾气这种事情可不是说你想控制就能控制的。有时候那个火腾一下就上来了。
Yeah, it's tough. But we have to do it. You know, we have to do
对
it.
对当然还是要控制、
yeah.
控制啊。继续往下看啊。
Okay.
来这句话我们读一遍。
Okay. Okay, that I can do.
Okay, that I can do.
But what about when my coworkers are in a grumpy mood?
But what about when my coworkers are in a grumpy mood?
Sometimes I want to lash out at them.
Sometimes I want to lash out at them. 下一句，静静说，哎，这就是我要说的第二条规则了。
That brings me to rule number two.
That brings me to, 把我带到了 brings me to rule number two, 第二条规则。不管别人在工作中怎么表现，
No matter how other people act at work,
No matter how, 不管如何，无论如何 No matter how other people act, 表现 act, 行为表现、at work, 在工作中怎么表现，你都应该始终保持一个专业的态度。
You should always maintain a professional attitude.
跟中文是一模一样。
Yeah.
You should always, 你应该总是 maintain, 保持。哟，还能够保持态度啊，小刚。
Yeah,
maintain attitude.
That's right. Not just any attitude, a professional attitude.
还不仅仅是一般的态度，还是比较 professional, 比较专业的态度。
Yeah.
保持专业态度 ,maintain注意有一个professional attitude. 这就意味着
That means
你在任何时候都应该对他人保持尊重。
You should talk to people with respect at all times.
You should. 这里是一个语气比较重的了哈。
Yeah.
You should. 你真的应该做什么 ?Talk to people. 跟人谈话。但是什么样的方式呢 ?With respect. 带着尊重带着尊敬 ,with respect. At all times, 是什么意思
在任何的时候。
Anytime.
Yeah, anytime.
Anytime.
比如说白天黑天凌晨一天三天甚至四天
白天黑天晚天、
yeah.
日天
yeah 明天后天
every 天
yeah
at all times
yes you must
随时随地
yes
随时随地任何时候 at all times 写下来吧很好的时间状语啊来如果有事情困扰你
if something bothers you
ifSomething bothers you, bother, 烦你。
对，这个词大家一定要学会。为什么呢？因为是常用的，太常用的。
嗯，对了，嗯 ，What's bothering you, 小刚
？Yeah, well, there's a bug on my screen.
哦、oh, yeah. ，
我的屏幕上有一个蚊子，它飞来飞去。
哇、啊、那个 bothers you.
Yeah.
那你就可以跟你的老板或人力资源谈谈。
You can talk to your boss.Or the HR department.
You can talk to your boss, 直接跟老板谈 or the HR department, human resources, 人力资源部门每个单位都有 HR department. 好这一段我们读一遍。
Okay, that brings me to rule number two.
That brings me to rule number two.
No matter how other people act at work,
No matter how other people act at work,
you should always maintain a professional attitude.
You should always maintain a professional attitude.
That means you should talk to people with respect at all times.
That means you should talk to people with respect at all times.
If something bothers you, you can talk to your boss.Or the HR department.
You can talk to your boss or the HR department. 小高说，我还有一个同事啊，坐我附近。
I have another coworker that, 我写的是 that, 我应该写
Who?
Ooh, 谢谢晶晶 corrects me. I have another coworker who sits close to me.
I have another coworker who sits close to me.Sits close to me, 坐得离我很近、
mm-hmm.
就是我们的那个什么 mate?、
My cube mate.
Cube mate,、
mm-hmm.
那个 cute mate.
My cute mate.
Cube, 、C-U-B-E, cube mate. 我的同桌也可以说 sits close to me. 她叫 Amanda.
Her name is Amanda.
Her name is Amanda. 她总是和她的男朋友煲电话粥，这真的很让人分心。好，这是今天的第二个微信的挑战。
你知道谁会特别理解这个？刚才是谁来着？
哎，刚才是谁来着
？It was Daisy.
Daisy.
Yeah. Okay.
他特别了解、这个。
Daisy, this one's for you.
哎，他这个办法太聪明了哈！他是当着别人的面儿也打电话，让对方意识到这个问题。
很聪明哦。
哎，就指出来了，对方留了个台阶下啊。HR.
Okay, HR says she's always hooked on the phone with her boyfriend.Hooked on the phone with her boyfriend. 其实我们不怎么说 hook on something, 就是比如说你可以说你 hooked on coffee, right? 你 hooked on 就是能上瘾到的东西。比如说你 hooked on 赌博、
哎、
你 hooked on
吸烟、抽烟、喝酒。
对。
嗯、
right?
这些。
But hooked on the phone,
一般不这么说。
对。Judy says, she is always babbling on the phone, 很好 babbling.用的词非常好
高级
Yeah, she's always babbling on the phone with her boyfriend. This is really distracting.
Distracting 用得很好 令人分心的。
I love it. I love it.
满天飞雪。
She always sticks to the phone for ages with her boyfriend. Sticks to the phone.
坚持在粘在电话上。
对，一般就比如说我们就正如晶晶所说的，就比如说我们 we can stick to our plans, we stick to our goals, we stick to our beliefs.
我们坚持自己的计划，坚持自己的目标。
Yeah. She sticks to the phone. How about this? She's always on the phone, or she talks on the phone for ages with her boyfriend. It's really distracting. 非常好。
后面就很好了。
Ooh, I love it.
瑕不绝尘。
She always talks on the phone with her boyfriend, which is very distracting. She always talks on the phone with her boyfriend, which is very distracting. You know what? I love this. I love it.
用得好，句子又简单，然后还用了从句。
Okay. Yeah.
绝了，小凡。
What if my coworkers lose their temper?
Oh, sorry,
oops,
这是另外一句话了。
Sorry, 我念错了。
那我们给他解释一下，
okay,
给他念一下。
Sure, so Xiaofan says, What if my coworkers lose their temper? Sometimes I really want to yell at them. Oh, 天哪，小凡，你写得好好啊。
完美了哈，这算是补上刚才第一句的练习。
Oh, yes.
好，塔莎行。
She always keeps on talking on the phone. She always keeps on talking on the phone with her. She always keeps on talking on the phone. 就是有一点的啰嗦，你知道为什么？有突然有两个 on.
Oh.
She keeps on talking on the phone. How about this? She constantly talks on the phone. She constantly, 不断的, talks on the phone with her boyfriend. It's really distracting.
后面就很好了。
Yeah.
青出于蓝
She always because talking on the phone to her boyfriend it really distracts me.
She always reports talking on the phone to her boyfriend. 这个的意思就是说她总是她做报告的时候她报到她自己经常和她男朋友通电话就是这个意思。
那为什么叫 report 呢
对 report 是从哪里来的
是没有必要。
How about this?She always talks on the phone. 您就把这个 report, 去掉然后把 talking 写成 talks, 然后是挺完美的。
不就完美了吗、嗯、
就是完美了。
是是好的、嗯、您是怎么说的呀
我是这么说的。I said,she's always on the phone with her boyfriend.Talking up a storm.
哎呀，他把这个打电话用的特别简单，就是直接是 on the phone.
Right, right. 就比如说，如果我现在和我的哥们儿通电话，我可以说 I'm on the phone.
我正在 on the phone. 我正在用这个电话。
Yeah.
我正在打电话，叫 on the phone.
比如说，如果你打开你的浏览器，打开一个网站 ，you are online.
哎。对呀，你在上网，你正在上，对不对？
Yep.
上 on the line。
Yeah， 但是不能说 on TV。如果就比如说，如果你在看电视，那么你就是在 watching TV。如果你说你自己是 on TV 的话，那你真的
坐在电视上，
或者你真的出现在片子里。
哦、oh, ，那就是 on TV。
对，
就是在电视上边了。好，这里 on the phone 原来打电话这么简单，叫 on the phone。关键在最后 talking up a storm， 谈论了一场风暴。
Well, yeah, if you talk up a storm, right? You're saying so much stuff， 谈天说地，
滔滔不绝。
Oh gosh，
叫 talk up a storm， 谈话呀，聊天啊，跟那个暴风雨来了似的，根本就停不下来，如长江之水，滔滔不绝的讲啊讲。叫 talking up a storm， 这就形容煲电话粥嘛，是不是一个非常聪明的意义？这真的让人很分心。
It's really distracting，
跟很多同学说的一模一样。It's really distracting， distracting 就是
让人很分心。
对啊，注意力无法集中的。
Oh, exactly， yeah， 就比如说本来你要集中在你的电脑上，但是因为你的邻居。就是由于某事可能很吵，
对，
然后你就是你的注意力被转移到他的身上。
对 ，something is distracting， 就是令人分心的东西。
Yeah.
好，就像那个杰瑞嚼口香糖一样。
Just like Jerry chewing his gum.
Just like 上集当中的 Jerry 嚼口香糖叫 chewing his gum， or 我们还有一个单词叫
smacking。
对了。Smack his gum. 一模一样，嚼口香糖。诶，我应该怎么办呢？
What should I do about that?
What should I do about that? What should I do about that? 我应该怎么做呢？她是个女孩啊，我能不能和她直说呢？
She's a girl. Is it okay to confront her about it?
Mm, she's a girl. 她是一个女孩。Is it okay to... 这么做合适吗？这么做 OK 吗 ？To confront her. 看看 confront. 直面。
Yeah.
直面 confront. C-O-N-F-R-O-N-T.
Confront, yeah, now, 这个词很有用。当你就假如说你也可以说你受够了或者你没有办法你只能对某人指出 他的你对他的不满或者。
面对面的。
对面对面的。这个的情况叫做 confront。就比如说Bob confronted Jim about his smoking,、
嗯、
right? About his smoking at work. Bob didn't like smelling it.In the cubicle, right? So he confronted Jim. He says, Jim, you know, I don't appreciate it when you smoke. Can you please not smoke in the office?
直说。
Yeah.
In Chinese, confront 的意思就是直说。
直说。
Confront her about it.、
Ooh.
跟她直说就这件事情。哎呀，又学到了一个新单词 confront somebody about something. 跟某人直说某事。好，这一段我们来读一遍。
Okay. I have another coworker...Who sits close to me?
I have another coworker who sits close to me.
Her name is Amanda.
Her name is Amanda.
She's always on the phone with her boyfriend talking up a storm.
She's always on the phone with her boyfriend talking up a storm.
It's really distracting.
It's really distracting.
Just like Jerry chewing his gum.
Just like Jerry chewing his gum.
What should I do about that?
What should I do about that?
She's a girl.
She's a girl.
Is it okay to confront her about it?
Is it okay to confront her about it?
Ooh.
可以吗？当然可以啊。
Of course it's okay.
Of course it's okay. 别忘了保持专业和友好。
Just remember to stay professional and ask nicely.
Just remember, 要记住。记住干嘛呢? To stay professional.保持 stay professional or maintain professional. 是不是?
Yeah, maintain professionalism, maybe.
Stay professional.
Yeah.
保持专业。还有 ask nicely.
Please, can you please stop smoking, please?
Nicely, 就是好好的说啊，好好的问好不好？好好的给他问这个问题。哎，他因为啊，可能没有意识到自己一直在喋喋不休，好想听大家说一说喋喋不休，您会怎么说呀 ？Colin Lee.
Colin Lee says perhaps she didn't realize that she was keeping on nagging. Nagging 是你知道 nagging 是什么意思吗？
抱怨啊。
Nagging, 对，就是抱怨的意思。抱怨的意思，
但是他是喋喋不休哎，喋喋不休哎。
对，所以，除此之外 ，Colin Lee 写的特别好。
好，小勇。
小勇 says she may be not aware. How about this?
She might not be aware.
Yeah. Or he, in this case, we could say she might not be aware. She might not be aware, or she might not realize that she keeps talking. 你写的是 interminably.
嗯，
这个是很书面语。How about this? There's well, okay, 修勇。其实你等一下，我的答案
好
你就会学会。
太好了
，Yeah,
check it out.
She may not aware. She may not be aware. Right, 加个 be. She may not be aware of her, keeping talking her head off. Right, how about this? She might not be aware that she's talking her own head off.
可以说 talking
其实呢不能说某人把自己的头给 talk off
说掉
了。就比如说我的话很多然后我说个不停然后你就觉得很难受我可以说
You talking my head off.
I talked your head off, right?
明白。
所以呢一般不怎么 talk 自己的 head off, right?
好的。
Yeah.
哎呀好。注意啊 be aware of 是固定搭配。觉察到什么注意到什么、
yeah.
小凯
says she might not realized how about this she might not have realized that she was keep nagging all the time okay so nagging is not gonna work here nagging、mm. again is 吐槽 it's or 抱怨抱怨
nagging 在此处不合适哦、
嗯、
它是聊天哈 Anya
she couldn't realize she was always chattering 其实你写的这个 chattering 跟我用的词是很相似，但是这个 she couldn't realize 是 couldn't 是不对的。
She didn't realize.
Yeah, she might not realize.
要说她还没有意识到，不能，这里不能用情态动词哦，
yeah,
是不是？
Yeah.
好， Lisa Chen.
Maybe she didn't realize she kept talking all the time. 我知道，我知道。Maybe she didn't realize. Okay, so maybe she doesn't realize that, right? Jack of that she's...Constantly talking all the time. How about that? She's constantly. So kept here 是不对的 But how about this? That she is constantly talking all the time.
一个改了一下，加了 constantly 不停的。最后一位是三缄其口。
She probably doesn't realize her endless talking. I love it. 这个是写得非常好。She probably doesn't realize her endless talking.
一个非常简单的主谓宾，他没有意识到 endless talking,、
yeah.
就这么简单就做完了。大家表现都不错。来看小高老师说的，他没有意识到自己一直在喋喋不休。
She probably doesn't realize that she's being a chatterbox.
你看你前面写的跟最后三缄其口一模一样啊。She probably doesn't realize...他可能都没有意识到 that she's been. 你看看他正在做一个什么呢？他正在成为一个 chatterbox.
Chatterbox.
你虽然不知道他什么意思，你猜都能猜出来，一个聊天盒子。
Chatterbox.
喋喋不休的人叫聊天盒子。Chatterbox. 好玩吧
？Chatterbox.
Chatterbox.
Yeah.
好，你好好跟他说，他会放低音量的。
If you ask her nicely.I'm sure she'll keep her voice down.
If you ask her nicely, I'm sure she will keep her voice down. 如果你好好跟她说呢，我相信她一定会 keep her voice down,、保持她的声音音量降低。好，我们来读一遍。
Of course it's okay.
Of course it's okay.
Just remember to stay professional and ask nicely.
Just remember to stay professional and ask nicely.
She probably doesn't realize that she's being a chatterbox.
She probably doesn't realize that she's being a chatterbox.
If you ask her nicely, I'm sure she'll keep her voice down.
If you ask her nicely, I'm sure she'll keep her voice down. 来，小高说，谢谢你的建议。
Thanks for all your advice.
Thanks for all your advice. 我要回去工作了。
I have to get back to work now.
I have to go get back to work. Get back to work 是回到工作上。
对。
好，那祝我好运吧。
Wish me luck.
Wish me luck. 还没有完哦。
还没有完哦。
丁丁说最后一件事儿。
One last thing, 小高。
One last thing. 最后一件事，小高，记住了。
Okay.
Just remember.
Just remember.
That 工作中最重要的是与你的同事和睦相处。
Just remember that the most important thing at work is getting along with your coworkers.
这是我们整句全部对话的核心内容，
对
不对？标题就是 The most important thing at work. 在工作中最重要的事情就是 getting along with your coworkers. 和你的同学，和你的那个同事和睦相处。如果你和他们关系不好，
If you have a bad relationship with them,
关系不好叫 have a bad relationship, 有一段很糟糕的关系 with them, if you have a bad relationship with them, 你就会开始讨厌你的工作环境。
Then you will start to hate your job.
哎，还真的是这样啊。Then you will start to hate your job. 人际关系不好导致你对工作也看不顺眼了。Start to hate your job.那或者你的同事就会鄙视你
Or maybe your coworkers will despise you
鄙视这个单词
Despise you
D-E-S-P-I-S-E Despise 是什么意思
Despise 就是不喜欢就是鄙视某人
哎呦还有点艾克里里的风格哈、这个、
就是鄙视某人
鄙视某人这鄙视也太轻松了哈鄙视某人Despise you 同时也会不喜欢你也会鄙视你看不起你快乐的工作场所才是健康的工作环境
A happy workplace is a healthy workplace
来来来工作场所叫做
A happy workplace, a workplace.
Workplace.
就是 workplace.
工作场所 workplace. A happy workplace is a healthy workplace. 同不同意呀？
同意呀。
同意啊。好，同意就不鄙视你了。
好。
我们再把这句话读一遍吧。
One last thing, Xiao Gao.
One last thing, Xiao Gao.
Just remember that the most important thing at work...
Just remember that the most important thing at work...
Is getting along with your coworkers.
Is getting along with your coworkers.
If you have a bad relationship with them...
If you have a bad relationship with them...
Then you will start to hate your job.
Then you'll start to hate your job.
Or maybe your coworkers will despise you.
Or maybe your coworkers will despise you.
A happy workplace is a healthy workplace.
A happy workplace is a healthy workplace. 最后小高说明白了。
Got it.
好了。
Okay.
你看明白我们说 got it.
Got it.
Got it. 明白了懂了。我得赶回去上班了咱们回聊。
Okay, I gotta run.
哎呦这句话特别地道。
I gotta run.
I gotta run.
Yeah, 我得走了。I gotta run.
I gotta run. 就是、yeah. 我们就再也不用说 I have to go. 不用这么说了。直接说 I gotta run.
I gotta run.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.
好把这句话读一遍。
Got it.
Got it.
Okay, I gotta run.
Okay, I gotta run.
Talk to you later.
Talk to you later.、
嗯、
最后一句话说哎小高你还没买单呢。
哎小高 you didn't pay the bill.
买单。Pay the bill.
Yeah, pay the bill.
哎，小刚，你是怎么记得这个买单这种事儿的？我们本来以为就完了都。
对，因为我是好人，我当然不会忘记的。因为下一次是由你请的。
我就是说，他的编剧能力太高了哈，然后情景还挺连贯的。You didn't pay the bill. 回来，回来。
Wait.
哎，算了吧。
Oh, forget it.
Forget it.算了吧，人都没影了，
没影了。
最后一句来一遍。
Okay, hey, 小高 ，you didn't pay the bill.
Hey, 小高 ，you didn't pay the bill.
Wait,
wait.
Oh, forget it.
Forget it. Forget it. 算了吧，我给你了这么多指导意见，最后还是我请你吃了这顿饭啊！你说你着什么急呀、啊？着急忙慌的。
Yeah.
好了，整段对话我们请小高老师走一遍。
All right, 小高 Rule number one: When you're at work.Make sure you always carry your own weight. That means you should always do what's asked of you, and try not to let other coworkers pick up the slack. Okay, that I can do. But what about when my coworkers are in a grumpy mood? Sometimes I want to lash out at them. That brings me to rule number two. No matter how other people act at work, you should always maintain a professional attitude.That means you should talk to people with respect at all times. If something bothers you, you can talk to your boss or the HR department. I have another coworker that sits close to me. Her name is Amanda. She's always on the phone with her boyfriend, talking up a storm. It's really distracting. Just like Jerry chewing his gum. What should I do about that? She's a girl. Is it okay to confront her about it?Of course it's okay. Just remember to stay professional and ask nicely. She probably doesn't realize that she's being a chatterbox. If you ask her nicely, I'm sure she'll keep her voice down. Thanks for all your advice. I have to get back to work now. Wish me luck. One last thing, Xiao Gao. Just remember that the most important thing at work is getting along with your coworkers. If you have a bad relationship with them...Then you will start to hate your job, or maybe your coworkers will despise you. A happy workplace is a healthy workplace. Got it. Okay, I gotta run. Talk to you later. Hey, Xiao Gao, you didn't pay the bill. Wait! Oh, forget it.
好，今天呢就是办公室人际的第二段，叫做和睦尊重篇。所以呢这个办公室人际呀 getting along with coworkers 说到这里我们基本上都知道该怎么做了吧是不是
没错
听了这么多同学的方式方法总有一款是适合您和自己的同事相处的吧是不是
对啊
该指出来的可能也要指出来是不是要 confront her about it
对的呢
那那些要是能忍的呢就 live with it
Just live with it
Just live it with it I can live with it
I can't live with it.
是吧？其实呢，这人际啊，在这个工作环境当中呢，是比较复杂的。但是如果你自己把它做得简单一点的话，你周围的环境也会跟着变得简单一些些的。凡事呢，就不要那么多太计较啊。
不要计较。
对，以和为贵，能包容的也就包容了。你看，小高老师这样，人见人爱的小高老师，走到哪儿都有好人缘。
哦，
是不是？
说我有脸红了。
Forget it.
Oh, forget it. Oh, forget it.
Forget it. 好，行，我们今天这段对话就到这。